Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Undeniably Dairy. Did you know some cows might be snacking on seaweed? Dairy farmers are researching potential nutritional changes to their cows' diet to help reduce methane emissions. Additional research and innovation are helping them save water and spend less energy on every glass of milk. To learn more about what dairy farmers are doing to make their farms more sustainable, visit usdairy.com.
Thanks to Postmates for supporting Skim.
When you need red wine at 4 p.m., sushi at 9 p.m., a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m., and ibuprofen at 10 a.m., Postmate it. For a limited time, get $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Download the Postmates app and use the code SKIM, S-K-I-M. Oh, hi. No, it's fine.
Sorry. We were chatting over here on the other side.
We're in our living room.
The other side what?
What?
Of the microphone.
Carter's... Say hi.
Hi, everyone.
Carter's here for the weekend. She's staying over tonight and tomorrow. It's fine.
Alexa!
It's totally fine that the radio's on.
Okay.
You guys are weird.
It's so loud with it on.
Right. But we're just sitting listening to The Shins.
Love The Shins.
Best band maybe ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
Listen to you.
People that say, oh, what about the Beatles? I say, what about them?
What about the Shins?
Yeah, what about the Shins? What about the other body parts? What about the hips? Oh, no.
I'm going to give you a bite of my dessert.
Is it chocolate?
Yes, but it's dark chocolate.
Oh, we're all going to die.
One bite. One little bite of dark.
Oh.
It's very dark.
That's not bad.
It's not super sweet.
No. No, it's not sweet at all. It's like the inside
bitter.
Of a bucket.
How many buckets you been licking, babe?
Too many. One too many. All right, so here's the deal. So Carter's here for the weekend, and she's doing homework right now, hopefully focusing, while Kim and I record, and I guess we're not going to have the Shins on while we do it. It's okay. I was hoping for a little ambiance, but it's fine.
Okay.
What?
Omba down?
What is omba down?
On. But down.
I heard a word that was omba down. You can omba down. What?
Welcome everybody to the show.
Welcome to Skim. I'm Scott and she's Kim. And she has a bucket ass tasting freaking brownie mess in front of her.
It is a lava cake. So I know anyone that's ever had one is going, what are you talking about, Scott?
Tonight we went.
What are you talking about?
You went super Mediterranean tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But also a little Middle Eastern.
They're not sure what you're talking about.
Shawarma.
You went a little Mediterranean tonight.
No, I don't mean you're... It was a romantic evening of Mediterranean delights. No,
all right.
She made like yogurt...
Tzatziki.
What else?
The hummus. And I made shawarma.
Shawarma. Shawarma balls.
I did make shawarma balls.
Yep, and made all the little fresh things you have with that sort of thing. And
yes, the cucumbers, the tomatoes, and the olives, Kalamata olives.
It was amazing. It was very good.
With basmati rice.
Yeah. We talk about food on here a lot, so we may as well mention all that.
It was really good.
Utterly fantastic. I could eat that kind of food all the time.
Huh. It's pretty healthy, too.
Yeah, nothing in there was, like, gross.
I will have to say.
Also did turkey for the...
Yes, I did the turkey meatballs, but I will have to say I added the Trader Joe's shawarma seasoning.
It's very
instead
good.
Of buying all the different parts of the stuff I usually make it with.
It tastes great.
It was really good.
Yep. It's as good really as any of that other stuff or better.
Yeah.
I loved it. So, and you baked them. Is that what you always do?
I actually do.
But what do real shawarma people do?
Like I'm not sure.
The Mr. and Mrs. Shawarma
of Shawarma
Lane. You can
fry them up in a pan, just like any meatball.
Oh.
Because I made them from raw turkey, ground turkey.
I thought you had to cook meatballs in a crock pot. That's how I've always seen a meatball done.
I don't know how your mom did it.
Like at a party, there's always those Costco meatballs.
If you make barbecue ones, these were like from scratch meatballs.
Yeah.
So I baked them on a sheet pan, and I even had cheese in them this time. I had a little bit of Parmesan.
Should call them from scratch meatballs, or scratch my balls. Nope. Carter didn't even hear it. She's focused. Nothing. You also may be wondering why we're doing a show so quick this week, and it was just a good time to do it. We had some time. We wanted to get it in. We wanted to make it happen. Trying to
always
be more regular,
do.
Right? We're trying to be more regular. More fiber in our
like Scott
podcasting
in the
diet. Oh, come on now.
Trying to be more regular.
Why did that have to be me? I'm not that old yet.
It's all good.
Van was here all afternoon. He's taking tons of steps now. He's almost running.
Yeah, he's kind of leaning forward and he just kind of takes faster steps.
You still have to send him and catch him. Like there's no, he can't autonomously do it yet.
He can make about 10 steps straight, but that's about how far apart we are.
Pretty quick here. I think what he's going to start doing is just like launching himself from the side of the couch and just like running over there. We got to be careful because look at the steps there.
I know. We are. We're really careful with him.
Yeah. It was really cute. Carter came home and he got all excited and then Taylor sent him over to her and ran over there and took like six steps.
And he's just grinning the whole time he's walking.
He's so stoked. He's just so ready for it. I can't wait for him to, part of me doesn't ever want him to grow up at all because I just love hugging him and he's so tiny and, you know. Soon he's going to be saying words and running around, and I don't know. It's going to be amazing, but also a little sad that it's going so fast.
He's one.
He is one.
We got time.
Also, it was good to hear that little kids seem to be less affected by this coronavirus.
What is it? It's COVID-19.
You know where that comes from?
No.
It's the year. So it was discovered in 2019.
Oh.
COVID is some... The part I don't understand is the COVID part, but there are other viruses that came out in previous years with, like, so there's a COVID-18, be like some flu
from 2018.
Derivative. Yeah, I think that's how it works. Some scientist type person's listening to this going, no, Scott, you got it wrong
Scott,
again.
Stop
and
talking.
That's okay. They can email me and correct me. Not a problem. Maybe Jeff Sire will do it.
There you go.
That guy's been calling, emailing us and TMS incessantly with his corrections and his fixes. And it's all good. No. It's a welcome.
Thank you, Jeff.
Not a problem.
Someone needs to tell him.
Look, and if not you who, and if not now when, right?
Exactly.
Okay. After Carter gets done with all this, I'm going to make her watch Moana.
Carter has never seen Moana.
She's never seen Moana.
I'm not quite sure why.
Because we went to the
theater. To see it without her back in. When was this?
This 2016? No.
Something. She was in high school?
2015? You graduated in 2015. So that might have been it.
Yeah.
That was a good year because that's when
Mad
Max Fury Road came out.
We may have gone during the day or something while she was at school.
I don't remember what we did, but I remember seeing it thinking, oh, this is going to be one she would really like. Like, it's legitimately a cool movie.
4 years later.
Even, it's a Disney.
She's finally going to see it.
It's a Disney princess movie, like straight up, but it's done in a whole different way. It's good. It's really good.
Really
and that,
fun.
I felt like I've been avoiding it.
I know, but the guy, it's got the singing by the, or the music's all by the Lin-Manuel Miranda man.
But she kind of got busy after graduation. She went straight to college.
Right.
And it hasn't slowed down since. She says she hasn't calmed down since.
Well, do you remember we were listening to Hamilton all the time, you and me, the music? It was right around then that this came out, and that's the dude who did it. And did you hear they're making a movie of Hamilton, and they're... And it's the original stage cast.
So finally,
how
everyone
cool is that?
Gets to see it.
Yeah, we all get to see
normal
it.
Normal people that can't.
Not just people with $800 to waste.
Ticket prices were insane.
Very exciting. Anyway.
Very exciting.
So we're going to watch Moana so Carter can learn all about Maui and the demigod Maui and his fish hook.
Yes.
He's amazing.
He's amazing.
And he's not little. He's huge. You're going to love it because it's like he's basically doing like a kind of David Bowie thing.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Yeah, he's very good at Bowie.
Totally good.
And he and it's like this. What's the name of this? How's the song go? Shiny. And he just does this whole like, I'm David, but I can't do it.
Don't then. You probably shouldn't try.
But you remember how he did it on Flight of the Conchords? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Pretty great. Anyways, that's the deal there. And what else has happened since we last spoke? Because we did this like on Monday.
I know.
It's
been one of those weeks. It's just been crazy.
It's been pretty busy.
I did hit our Costco, and we are out of toilet paper and water there.
Water, toilet paper, and hand sanitizer, yes, and hand soap, all gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah.
People, just wash your hands like normal.
If you want to buy hand sanitizer on Amazon, there's stuff on there, but it's like...
It's kind of gotten like really crazy. $1,000
or something dumb like that.
It's like $100 for a thing of hand sanitizer.
Yeah. This is when I'm generally speaking a fan of most of what capitalism does, which is helps innovate. Competition breeds better
products
because people have to fight to get the better thing and they have to work harder to get your trust and get your money. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of that sort of thing. But there are a couple of places where it goes off the rails. And one of them is when something like this goes a little crazy. And you know what? It's not even so much capitalism. This is just human beings.
The thing for Amazon, though, is an algorithm. It's not even people deciding it. It's because of the demand for it and the amount of it that they know, we only have this much.
How do you know that? How do you know that?
I was talking to someone that works at Amazon.
Well, that sounds like hearsay. That sounds like third hand.
Well, it is. But
why are people buying toilet paper?
Like stocking up on it.
They're all shitting themselves.
The virus.
It's not a snowstorm.
No.
Just keep your hands clean.
Actually, that's a really good point. Why the toilet paper?
It's not a natural disaster. I think because... Number one, it's one of the things that you don't want to live without.
Everybody poops.
Yeah, but like,
and if you have the virus, I don't know what the virus...
It's just respiratory.
So I really don't understand that. Because it's not like the flu where you're like, yeah, everybody in my house could be pooping.
It's
and
not
that'll
the
be
bum, it's not the bum flu.
It's the same reason people aren't buying Corona.
The beer.
Well, that's just because... No. Let me correct that. That's because they're stupid.
No, that's my point. It's the same reason.
The people that won't buy Corona beer because they heard of the coronavirus are legit stupid.
Okay.
No,
let's not call.
I'm going to say it because it's true. This is not me. I don't have to dance around and worry about their feelings. They are stupid. That's like saying I can't watch
back.
Winnie the Pooh because Pooh's in his name.
You just need toilet paper.
Oh, Pooh. Anyway, the point is.
Anyway,
we can't buy any toilet paper. Do they have paper towels?
They did. I bought paper towels.
Those double as toilet paper.
Until it clogs your toilet, and that'd be really sad.
Well, it's still just. Well, does it do
it's
that?
It's a lot thicker paper. It's like plies of paper.
I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you don't want to really be doing that.
But in a pinch.
Cotton balls.
We're not going to use cotton balls, dude.
Carter Elizabeth. Yikes.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
She's all Q-tips.
Everything about what you just said is a horrific idea. But yeah, like paper products in general, I would think, like Kleenexes, can you go buy boxes of Kleenex?
I don't know.
Because those
flush
okay.
That's a great question, because if you have a respiratory thing, wouldn't you want Kleenex?
Yeah, that's what you would, maybe that's why they're stocking up on the toilet paper. It's a cheaper version of that.
Maybe.
I didn't think of that.
There were Kleenexes at Costco.
Maybe that's it. Are the little old ladies that give you yogurt samples, are they wearing masks?
No.
At the Costco?
Not yet.
Because they don't care. I mean, they're the target. They're the target demographic for this virus.
They're like, they're coughing into the 12 containers of...
I've had a good life. Do you want beef jerky?
I like the Costco ladies. Be nice.
They come in individual packages. I won't be here long, so buy some. Like
okay.
That. No, they're nice. I'm sure they're
nice. They're very
nice. But the people who think Corona beer make them sick?
Yeah.
Stupid. All right.
Okay.
Do you want to do an email? Email time?
It's email time.
Hold on. The baby's in. Okay, here we go. We got one from William from Slidell. Oh,
this is William from Slidell.
Yeah, Slidell William.
Slidell William.
He says,
I was listening to the newest episode of Scam, and you talked about the cooking show idea, and I wanted to mention how easy it is to set something like that up these days. Setting up a small performance kitchen is quite simple with a new generation of well-priced countertop convection ovens and induction hot plates. For less than $500, you could totally get one. You could get one of each mm-hmm. and do just about any cooking you want with devices that are very easy to move around. I guess the only thing missing would be a sink and running water. I didn't think about that. If we're going to do it down there,
we wouldn't have running water.
We could convert it up here somehow. I don't know. It says induction burners are great for filming, filming cooking because they don't get hot. They use electromagnetic fields to speed up their molecules of a metal pan, causing it to heat up without the hot plate actually getting hot. And you get very good temperature control, similar to a gas stove range, which I'm sure Kim would prefer. Then he says, don't read this next part of the show. So we're going to read it quietly and not say anything. Okay. So chat room. So people listening, just chill. Here we go. Oh, well, that's no big deal. We could have read that. But I'm not going to, because I want to honor his wishes. He's from Slidell. I feel bad for him. Just kidding.
Stop it.
Just kidding. Slidell's
a
great place.
I lived really close to Slidell growing up.
Our neighbor over here grew up over there.
In Slidell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're from there.
Daniela.
It was kind of fun to see that they decorated for Mardi Gras all over their yard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was cool. Anyway, William.
Thank you, William.
That's
a really good point, and we still need to look into that because...
Because you do need a water access, don't you? But we could do... Steve could do something. Maybe just do a hose.
Oh, my gosh. And where's the water going to go from the hose?
We don't have a vent.
Are you okay?
We don't have a drain in there, so...
We do in that unfinished bathroom down there. Could maybe set
yeah, but that's not a... That's far away from the other thing.
No, we could set something up in there with lighting and everything.
Oh, I didn't think of that. Oh, this all sounds hard.
Only because you don't know, and it's okay.
Because I don't know. You're right. Here's one from Leah. Oh, they sent the goodie package last year with the mustard. Remember the mustards?
Yes.
Oh, 2019 was better because of that mustard. Says, hey, Scott and Kim, Skim is my go-to podcast when I know I'm getting anxious or when I just need to get something to calm me down while I'm working. Something about the two of you casually chatting and delighting in each other's company is so very soothing. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's sweet.
There's another part. Please don't read this part out loud. I'll decide to do it on the show, so I'm not going to read it out loud. But let's read it together, okay?
Well, it's just going to be quiet while...
Yeah, we're just going to read it. I can't do it. I can't read while I do that. Okay, wait.
Oh, very sweet.
Oh, that's super nice. Okay,
that's nice.
We'll also follow your request.
Thanks, Leah. That was really sweet. I really appreciate you saying that because we do like to just sit here and enjoy each other's company. And
yeah,
it's just fun.
People always say, are you guys like this in real life?
Carter,
confirm.
Like
are we like
life?
This in real life?
Like what in real life?
Being idiots talking about toilet paper?
Oh, yeah. This is like the same as if we were just sitting here on the couch talking.
Yeah, this we do this all the time. Yeah, it gets real dumb around here. Not quite Corona beer dumb, but dumb. I am better about it. Okay, here is a... here we go. This is from Trisha. Oh, by the way, Leah's name was spelled L-I-A.
Yeah.
Never heard of that. That's a really cool way to spell Leah. It's usually like L-E-A or L-E-A-H.
It's probably the end of a name, possibly.
I like it. It's nice. It's pretty. It's all right. Pretty. Trisha wrote in, a.k.a. B4 Tank Girl.
Yes. I wish we've heard from her. You've heard from her before.
She has been around for a long time.
Yeah,
would hang around on TMS and stuff.
That's what it
anyway, hey, Scott and Kim, really love the show. Just want to let you know that if you guys want to do a meetup in Baton Rouge, I can help find a place. I have a cousin that runs a restaurant here. We could rent it out or just have the meetup there. There's also a tadpooler here who is a chef that does pop-ups at local breweries. Might be able to hook us up with a place to go. I have a spare bedroom if anyone needs it, and I can't wait to see you all again. I've missed being able to go to Nurtacular after getting laid off a few years ago. Thanks for the great content, Trisha.
Trisha, we will see you because that sounds like a lot of fun.
We'll see you no matter what. If it comes down to like, hey, we got to find a Baton Rouge place, we'll let you know.
That's a good meetup spot,
isn't Baton Rouge far, though?
No. I mean, not.
You know what that is in French? Carter, you know what Baton Rouge in French is?
What's Baton Rouge in French?
Red stick. Yeah.
Baton Rouge.
Baton Rouge.
Please don't do that accent.
I think that
it demeans
I think that would be a good spot to do a meetup. Especially if there's a restaurant.
I think it's far. Plus Bill Clinton hangs around there, doesn't he? That's Clinton Town.
That's a weird thing to know.
He's probably touching somebody inappropriately right now.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
All right, hold on.
Anyway.
Oh, hat won't fit. Okay.
Yes, Trisha, we will contact you because that sounds like a really fun idea.
Okay.
Especially the pop-up brewery place.
Yeah, doesn't that sound really cool? I don't even actually know what that means. Do I know what that means?
It's like a pop-up, meaning they change locations.
Oh.
They take all their stuff. Kind of like a food truck would be, except usually it's inside a location. It's not a food truck.
So they move. So let's just
like
say.
Pop-up shops do that where they do, like in the mall, those middle shops that are in the middle alley.
Like when they, that one that sells toward the end of the year, they sell all those calendars.
Yes.
They're only there for a little bit. Yes. Oh, like a Christmas store.
Yes, but that's a pop-up in the mall, and they'll do it in different locations. Like, he'll do a pop-up brewery in a restaurant and sell where they usually don't have a bar and have it there.
That's really cool.
It's kind of a cool idea.
Yeah. I like that. People do that here?
Yeah, different kinds of pop-ups.
We should.
Different shops. What?
That's not the way you said it. I don't know why. Yeah, okay. Different kinds of pop-ups. Doesn't that
don't
sound
be
weird?
A turd.
It just sounded weird.
Don't make
I'm
fun
being
of
a
me.
Turd. I'm not making fun. Huh?
Anyway.
I just
like the idea.
Can I give a mini TV review and then we can talk about what you're into right now? Oh, you know what? Before we do that, quick break. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. All right. Other than your absolute best friends or friend, who could you ask to bring red wine at 4 p.m., honey?
Nobody.
How about sushi at 9?
I don't have that good of friends.
How about a breakfast burrito at 8 a.m.?
Again, not that good of friends.
I agree. That's why there's Postmates. That's right. Postmates is your personal food delivery, grocery delivery, whatever kind of delivery service, all year round service you need. Whatever you need, you can get it. Anything you're craving, Postmates can deliver. They're the largest on-demand network in the U.S., and offer delivery from all restaurants, grocery stores, convenience stores, traditional retailers that you could possibly want or need.
That's fantastic.
I agree. 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, although I probably won't do it on Christmas. No. Not because they don't, because obviously they do, but, you know, just give back a little, right? It'd be nice at that time of year.
But if you need it, it's there.
But if you need it, it's there. Postmates will bring you what you need within the hour. No more trips to the store. You don't even have to know where the store is. That's good because I don't know anything about
where it is. Oh, when you're out of town, that's great.
I agree. Postmates will deliver anything to you. Download the app for iOS and Android for free. Browse local restaurants and businesses and track your delivery in real time. All right. For a limited time, Postmates is giving our listeners $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days. Get it? It's good. It's a good, solid deal.
It's good.
To start your free deliveries, download the app and use the code SKIM. That's code SKIM for $100 of free delivery credit for your first 7 days when you download the Postmates app. Again, iOS and Android store, no problem. Get anything you need, anytime you need it. Download Postmates and save with the code SKIM. All right, we're back. I want to do a quick review of, I went and binged season 4 of Better Call Saul because I missed it when it ran. It was on Netflix recently. Went and binged it. You know what Better Call Saul is, right?
Yes.
It's the spinoff from
Breaking
Bad.
I haven't watched
it, but I know. But you know what it is.
Yeah.
It was already one of the best TV shows on TV, and season 4, I thought, was incredible. It was so good. And now 5 is in full swing, and I'm watching 5 as it goes. I just want to say how great I think Better Call Saul is. It is an amazing freaking show, and... oh, I just love everything about it. There's so much I could say, but none of it will make any sense to you because you don't watch it.
It's true.
Who just called us?
I don't know. I got a text from
Dylan.
Dave,
I got one from David Michael right when you got one from Dylan.
That's funny.
Was he saying sorry because he couldn't be here or something?
No, he was just saying he was totally done for the week.
With what?
He was just done. That's why he didn't come to family dinner.
Oh, why anyway. Did you text him and say sorry you weren't here? Oh, look at you guys
so
being
we
all thoughtful.
Him.
Carter, are you thoughtful because mom is? Did you learn how to be thoughtful? Are you thoughtful now?
Like, I try to be thoughtful.
If you see somebody and go, oh, they look like they're having a bad day. I should do a thing. What do you do?
Really jumped ship on that Better Call Saul, didn't you? You're in the middle of talking about it.
You guys are checking your phone.
Because you were talking.
I was researching things for my paper.
Yeah, you're not. I don't count Carter. She's doing homework.
Carter is writing a paper.
But for in your class. In your case, you just didn't.
I just looked at my watch because you were talking about Better Call Saul, and I haven't seen it.
It's very good.
So I wasn't.
I think I'm going to recommend it, but I also you kind of need to watch Breaking Bad because so much of it
comes from
feeds from it. But it's not the same as Breaking Bad, where Breaking Bad was so. You know how tense it was, and just like you always just wait for the other shoe to drop all the time on Breaking Bad.
Yes.
It's not that. It's got some of that, but most of it is like, it's just a different. Oh, it's so good though.
I spent a lot of that one season I watched going.
Yeah, you were doing a lot of that.
So I didn't watch it.
It's one of the greatest shows ever made. I know. But
Nick loves it too, and Taylor, you guys all been talking about it.
What? Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad. See, Carter and I are in the same boat.
You keep saying you're gonna though. You should.
She I think needs to like graduate it. First.
Yeah, graduate college. Get your degree. Be done. It'll all be good. Oh, today I interviewed a kid. A kid. He is a kid. I interviewed a 25-year-old kid. He's almost 25. From who started listening to my show when he was 9. He was Taylor's age, because they're both 24, 25 now.
Taylor's almost 26.
I guess she's a little older. The very first, well, if you count what I did in 99.
Extra Life Radio, yeah.
If you count what I did in 99, Infiltration Radio and Extra Life Radio, mm-hmm. those were both 99. No, I'm sorry, 99, and then about 2002 still or like 3, I started at Extra Life Radio before podcasting was a thing, and then podcasting happened in 2004.
You should use that
name
again.
And then I kicked
again,
back into
Infiltration
it.
Radio is a great name.
Well, it was for a video game thing.
I know.
It's actually not bad.
It's still a really good name.
Infiltration Radio. It's a little too manny.
It's very solid
snake.
Yeah.
I like it, though. You don't have to say it like that. Then it doesn't sound like that.
Infiltration
Radio.
Infiltration Radio.
Snake.
Say it like Bubbles.
Exactly.
Bubbles?
Like Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, Powerpuff Girls. I was thinking the guy from Trailer Park Boys.
Oh.
With the guy
no,
with the glasses.
No, that's different.
Couldn't be more different. But when people say Bubbles, that's who I think of. I forgot about your cartoon lady.
Oh my gosh, you're funny.
Did we determine that was Tara Strong? Okay. I went on a deep dive the other day and found out. I cannot believe how many cartoons she does.
She's everything.
And she does babies a lot when...
She's a baby in Spirited Away.
She's a baby in Moana. And they don't know it's a human that isn't a baby. It's so baby sounding. It's weird how
so
she can
you
do that.
Finish what? Better Call Saul? You binged it all of it?
I'm caught up to where they are now. They're making new episodes right now. So
oh my
season
gosh,
5 is happening.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it was only 5 years ago it debuted.
I just wasn't sure because I don't watch it.
And so there's one more season after this planned. So 6th season
Holy
will be their last
cow.
Season. But man, you don't know about Jonathan Pryce yet.
No,
and Mike
I
Erman
don't.
Trout and
because I'm not watching any of it.
Or not Jonathan Pryce. Jonathan Banks. And you don't know about can't think of any names.
All the people.
All
the
names
show.
Have left me. I can't think of any names. Who are you? What am I? What's happening? I smell toast.
What?
Oh shit. I mean shoot.
You're dropping everything.
I swore in front of the dog. All right.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah, this is funny. Can we tell?
You.
Can we tell this story real fast?
Which story?
So Kim was going to take the dogs to
to
the dog park yesterday. Both dogs, and she put them both in her Volkswagen, and said, "Hey, you want to go? They're crazy. I need help." I said, "Yep, no problem." So you met me out in front of the place over there. Got in the car. The dogs are losing it.
They're so excited to go.
She's
to the dog.
She's
like,
quiet
love
about
the
it,
dog
but Rainer's just going like a rabies ridden monkey. It's just ridiculous.
She's losing her mind, and all of a sudden they look back there, and on the blanket which I put on the seats so they won't destroy the seats is a half a poo.
Yep, she dropped half a poo.
But then Boomer's like over there smelling it. I'm like, oh my gosh,
well,
I'm gonna kill you.
Rainer both. Or Boomer thinks those turds are playthings and eat edibles. She likes them.
Animals.
But Rainer's just so nervous. She's always got one in the chamber just to drop it. And so she pooped in the car. Not a, you know, mess, just
like
a little nugget.
Like a half a Tootsie Roll. It was awful.
And then we took him over there. And then she had, I think, maybe her best time at the park. She didn't bark at other dogs. She played with other dogs.
There weren't really big dogs. I think that's why.
There were a couple?
Because I think the really big dogs get her nervous.
Like the big, like that Great Dane that one time?
Yes.
Yeah.
then she wants to bark at the dogs. She only wants to talk to all the people.
Average size, like golden retrievers and stuff, no problem. She was just hanging out with these dogs and doing fine. And oh my gosh, Carter, we saw the prettiest dog. It was a black and white, kind of feathered colored, or the black and the white were kind of feathered into each other, which sounds ugly, but it wasn't.
It was really pretty.
Beautiful dog. And I can't remember what it was now.
It was
Border Collie and
the
Australian sheepdog.
Yeah, an Aussie.
Beautiful freaking dog. Oh Aussie. My gosh. It made me want one. Made me want one. Do you like the Australian people? It's the Queen's prison colony. Yeah. Anyway, and they ban video games. That's one thing they're known for there for some reason.
Oh, yeah. I was reading about this from school.
They're a big open people, but when it comes to video games.
They didn't ban video games.
No, but they're really
not
harsh
so
on them. Lots of rules on the video games. How weird.
Is it for your for your paper?
Oh, it's my fault.
Different
I keep interrupting
class.
Her.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You're typing this all on your iPad?
Yeah.
Don't you have a keyboard on that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I do. All right. What was I going to say, though? Oh, so we took the dogs over there, and she just was great. No problem.
There are times when we take her, and she has to be put in the timeout cage because she barks at all the dogs and loses her mind.
Yeah.
She bares teeth and she would never bite them, but she like lets them
growl
know she's there.
And she wants to see all the people really bad, so she's bugging people by jumping on them. And at this time, did you hear the sound that just came out of that dog?
Yeah, I think she just.
Is that her butt or her mouth?
No, she's just tired.
Okay.
That was kind of her yawn sound.
She's still licking herself. You can see it.
Yeah.
She has a really bad rash thing on her belly where she licks it.
It's not really that bad of a rash. It's just really dry.
Thing in the stone faced girl in the rock.
It's like
or in
that.
The rock.
In the rock.
Not the rock. In Game of Thrones, she had the. It was from old Valyria where they get the Valyrian steel, and that disease had just turned everybody into rock monsters, basically. Yeah. Did you read that part or did you see it? Oh, yeah.
I saw the actress with her face all happy.
That was a ridiculously sad part of that story. Game of Thrones.
Sorry, I keep interrupting.
You're fine.
That's okay. Anyway.
No, it's a good thing.
So, I wanted to tell you that story, and there was one other thing, and I forgot it. Maybe that's the show.
There you go.
Maybe that's how we know that we're done.
Because you've forgotten everything.
What's the matter, Bill?
She's just,
What's the matter? She gets so embarrassed when I look at her. It's like she thinks
she gets embarrassed.
Yeah, watch this. Watch.
She's like, what? What do you want?
What are you doing? Boomer.
She's not going to talk back to you.
She loves me. She just doesn't know how to express it. Oh, shoot. Did I turn that off? No. All right. Well, we've done it then. We've accomplished our goal. I'm going to go post this up and give everybody what they came here for, which is a brand new, fantastic time. Do you have anything to say before we go?
We never talked about what the shows that I'm watching.
Oh, Kim's watching.
I've been watching Picard.
Picard and loving it. You like
really it? Really got into it. I'm not anywhere near done, but
right. Well, they're not done
I know,
anyway.
That's
so
true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I'm liking it too. There was a weird episode 4. I want to say it was a little weird, but not. I don't know. Some people disliked it a lot. I thought it was just kind of average, but. It was funny because the one episode I liked the least so far was the one directed by Jonathan Frakes. You'd think that would be
and
a good one.
And that's the one you liked the least?
Yeah.
That's the one
weird.
I just watched.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
With 7 of 9 in
mm-hmm.
it? Is it where she goes back to the casino? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't gotten that far. No, I've just gotten to the point where...
Oh, that's the one. Then it's the next episode.
Yeah, it's the next episode. Yeah. That's where I am.
You'll like there's a part of it, Carter, you're going to lose it.
Carter's over there going, spoiler.
There's no spoiler.
Spoilers.
You knew 7 of 9 was in it. She's in the trailers.
Yeah,
But there's a scene where this is not a spoiler, where she's talking to Picard and it's like a really intense exchange between them, and they punctuate the scene with an arrangement of the Picard show music, which is very good, by the way, and that Picard show music turns into just a taste of the Voyager music. It's really cool. I had a nerd out moment. But the
Carter's like, I'm in. I'll
you know that
it.
Song?
Okay.
What?
It's Star Trek related.
Go.
I have a light board, like a letter board.
You have a white boy? What?
A letter board that lights up.
And it says there are four lights on it, and my roommate does not get it, but it's funny to me.
Oh, that's hilarious. You really have that?
There are four lights.
Oh, I'm proud of you.
That's fantastic.
I raise nerds. My kids are nerds. Let's
see.
You
gotta be proud of that.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Oh, you sent me this. I got this in a text. Yeah, I forgot it. I thought you got it off like Instagram or something.
I find there's a lot of kids your age that don't watch.
That's because their
nerdy
parents failed.
That we got you into.
Their parents failed.
You were young.
Their parents failed.
Will you stop saying
They're
that?
The same parents who think that Corona beer is going to make them sick.
Will you stop saying the same thing over and over, though?
Their parents failed. Ow. Ow.
You're going to get yourself in trouble,
that
mister.
That freaking hurt. All right, well, on that note.
To get in trouble.
On that, Kim's southern part is coming out, so we're gonna get out of here. Thanks for listening. Don't forget, you can send us your messages. We really thrive on these emails, so
lots of fun hearing from you guys.
Please send more of them, and you can do that by going to frogpants.com/skim, click on the contact link, and boom, you're in. I'm actually going to probably add a form to the page so they can just do it right there.
We talked about that last time.
And I didn't do
it
yet.
Haven't done it yet.
Well, it was Monday.
That's true.
I had a busy week.
It's only Friday.
So please use that at your whim. Even if you're sending two or three different ones a month and then you're the same person, we don't care. We just want to hear from you. We want to hear about your life. We want to hear your questions. What did you do to the dog?
Wrapped him up in a blanket, which I'm like, ew.
It's a boomerito.
I have to wash the blanket because she'll be covered in hair.
You'll have to watch it and wash it.
I have to watch it.
What the heck was that? What voice was that?
I don't know.
That was amazing. And, ow, and what else? You want to help us out? We got a Patreon, patreon.com/frogpants. You can go support that. And what else? That's it.
We just like to hear from everybody. That's fun.
We'll see some of you in Vegas, assuming.
Assuming we go to Vegas?
Well, we're going. It's just, you know what would have to happen is they would have to. The city
shut
of Las Vegas would have to almost shut down the place before.
Which they did last year with all the, they weren't mosquitoes. What were they?
Oh, it was only for a day, though. It was only for a day. And
it was
kind of
crazy, though.
It was crazy, but it was like, Ibit was there the day after that.
And it was fine.
It was fine. They cleared out. But I'm not that concerned because I don't think it's going to spread like that. But if it did, we'll know.
They'll let us know.
We'll know in the next 20 days.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. But if not, I'm looking forward to being there and seeing everybody. We're bringing Carter with us. Maybe Nick. Is he coming?
I don't know. It depends.
We don't know yet.
It's time off.
Carter for sure. And that's fun. She's old enough to go into the bars we go into now. Have been for a year. So. Oh, what? That's right.
What?
That sucks. You're almost 23.
That's terrible.
You're halfway to 36.
That sucks.
Wait, no.
No.
You're halfway to 46. Halfway to 46. That means I'm halfway to...
That's about my age.
100. All right. Thanks, everybody. Anything else?
That's everything. We'll see you soon.
Bye. Be good. Stay out of trouble. Where's the stop button?
Do what you can.
Ready for breakfast. Here's the table. Father, Bill, and Mabel.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns. Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.